Hook it up with like a bonus or something. Give me like a little percentage of tax here.
I mean, what?
I don't need to roll your eyes. Mike, these are cold as shit.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, they're cold as shit. These are cold as shit.
Okay, damn.
Okay, sure. You tell me if it's fair. You tell us on the pod. Tell us live.
Okay, fine.
Tell us live. No, but I'm serious though. TACA.
What about it? I'm on it right now.
No, you need to. So am I. But you need to tell, because you were so against it.
You know what's
you
funny?
You need to tell how you caved.
I literally wasn't.
You caved within a pod. We couldn't even get a pod off and you caved.
No. All right.
People might not even have heard that yet. They might have skipped that. It was like, oh, just on DSA. No.
No, let me break it down, dog. Let me break it down. Okay?
Yeah, please.
Soon as my guy is back, which should be like Friday. I thought today was Friday, by the way.
That's why you thought today was Friday. That is why. We were going to get to that, but we just figured out why.
Damn, maybe that is why.
You're a fiend. You skipped 4 fucking days because that's what you were thinking about. And how do you feel off of TACA?
Zooted. I'm zooted.
But
here's the thing. I've had the TACA in the vape.
You did not say that before.
No, remember I was the one who put you on the little smiley face logo?
But them shits ain't... I mean... They didn't last long. Yeah, it is.
My whole point is, like, that is TACA, and that's what he explained to me it was. It was just in the vape form. So, I've had it, and dude, I got baked. I never just, it's just at the, for the moment, after I could start, you know, I started feeling better, I could smoke weed. Yeah, I got off the vape, the THC vapes, and I never went to TACA bud. He told me about it back then, last year.
Yeah. No, I remember this.
But I wasn't really fucking with it because I was just like...
Because you didn't have it in flower.
Right.
Yeah, you associated it mentally with...
But I also at the time...
Super vape.
No. But at the time when he told me that, I was like, I still thought it made perfect sense for me just to go to a guy and get an eighth.
Okay, but now you see... Do you have questions now?
Oh, I'm going back to my guy. But I will admit this. The convenience of it... was great. I hit up 3 plugs last night. Oh, and so-and-so that we go to, text me back, I'm done with that.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, just out of nowhere. Hit him up last night, looking for some, because the other guy I go to out of town, right? Till Friday.
Yeah.
So, or whenever, I think it's Friday, but like, so he hits me back, I go, yo, can I scoop an eighth? And he's just like, I don't do
that's
that.
That's what you said?
Yeah. And he was like, I don't do that anymore. And I go, so I had to clarify. And I was like, what, sell small amounts or just all in general? He's like, all of it. So he's done.
Okay, now I need you to say the name. I don't know who.
The guy I put you on with.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just done.
Wow.
Out of nowhere.
I guess I took him out of business.
I don't know, man. But like, then I hit another guy up I used to go to. He moved away. He doesn't live in Austin anymore. So I was like, damn. Then I hit up so-and-so.
I didn't hear it was decriminalized. And I think somebody else was telling me about that too, but still.
So I hit up another guy and like, same thing. Wasn't available. This was the first night.
When did you do this? When were you hitting them up? Like last week?
7. No, this was last night.
Oh, last night. Oh, okay.
Yeah, last night. So like this is the first time in history, dude, where I had like hit 4 or 5 different people up.
How do you?
And I couldn't get a hold of one guy, so I went.
God did. TACA.
So you
didn't have to buy one. You could have said, hey, let me try. I was like, well, Jeff, I'll smoke you out. Pause.
Hey.
Like, I got you, dog.
Hey. I literally went, wow, Mike and Josh got me. So I'm rolling up to Roe Peace. I went to Roe Peace.
Oh, you can't do it there.
What do you mean?
You told them you would never go there, and now you're walking back in. I changed.
No, I didn't tell them that.
They...
Oh, no, I told... By the way, it's the guy that worked there,
yeah.
He moved. He doesn't work there anymore. So it's some girl in there. So I go, can you break down THCA for me?
I probably know the girl, too.
And she goes, sure. She gets like a fucking sticky pad, gets a pen, and she's like breaking down what the difference between THCA.
She go crazy. She do.
She was giving me the whole breakdown, basically saying like once you fire it up, it's the same thing. She goes, but I understand if you also want to just, she goes, the regular, it's fine. But she goes, this is almost.
See, that's how they get you. That's like, I mean, if you want the regular though.
But anyways, she showed me some of the mushroom stuff too. The mushrooms, I just told her I'm out. She goes, if you're used to psilocybin, she goes, it's not really gonna hit.
Exactly.
She was like, so
that's how they get you, because I'd be honest.
Right. But I was like, okay, I'll pass on that. Because I would just be chasing that dragon.
Yeah.
I mean, psilocybin with the right, like, the shit, what's it called?
Yeah.
I mean, dude, like I said, some nights.
We need to just give him a nickname. Let's just.
Breezy.
Cowboy. No, like Cowboy Fit, Cowboy.
Okay, fine. But, dude, like, man, the shit he would got me was just. There was nights where I just felt like I was on top of the world, but like in just my own way. Like, I knew what was going on. I was breaking shit down. I was like, oh, you're a pussy. Like, anyways, THCA, man, yeah, I got to admit, the pre-rolls, I got two of them.
Which one you get?
I got the
cheap. They got some fire. They got a bunch of pre-rolls.
I got a cheap pre-roll they had that was the cheapest one. Okay. It was $10. And it was like, I guess she said these were the go-tos where people would just walk in. They just want a quick pre-roll.
I probably want
it. It's not their best one. And it's not like, but it's $10. It's pretty cheap. So I got one of those. Then I got a $20 one, the Hippie Sticks brand. And she said they're $20 because they're better. It's better shit. I have that one at the house.
You haven't hit it yet?
No, I'm smoking the Hippie Sticks tonight. I smoked the rest of the regular one.
How long did that pre-roll last you?
So, because I'm not used to also, that's the first time I smoked a joint. And, like, I forget there are...
I did smoke a joint, but keep going.
That is there. I forget, though, there is a difference with, like, with every kind of method you do it. Like, smoking pipes, glass. Mm-hmm. There's a different high I feel like you'll kind of get with each one. Blunts. The joint, it had been a minute. So, I mean, I'm puffing on it way too hard and heavy and fast. I get through half. I'm fucking baked. I had to put it down. Half. I only had half.
No, I'm thinking about that, right? Jeff, I just had like a third.
Yeah.
I'm great.
So the next morning, I wake up, I smoke a little bit. I took three hits out of it. Same thing, kind of. Went to the steam room, came back, took three more hits, got to the shower, took three more hits. Finally, just now, smoked the rest of it, and I'm high.
How much was left over? What was the rest of it?
There's nothing.
What was left
this
over?
This much.
Okay, so that's probably like
enough to take like four or five hits if you really get it right.
No, I'm just trying to gauge it.
So
you got how many smokes out of that? Was that four or five?
Yeah. No. Well, I mean, like I said, the old me definitely not. I would have tried to smoke the whole thing in one night.
Don't do that.
No.
I mean, even with the real shit, don't do that.
But because of how I smoke, I took it light and I went and I kind of measured it. I was just after like three hits, I was like, oh, that was enough.
Nah, okay. Shit. Now I feel like, now I got to see.
What?
How the difference, like we were talking about last one.
Oh, I'm going back to my guy.
I'm okay, well then, yeah, you'll let me know.
So.
And I want you like be serious. Don't just say. You know what? Did you get? Oh, you didn't get no flower.
I think maybe the Delta 9, or I mean the THC, like the joint I just smoked. I think it's only
Delta 9 or THC?
THC.
I guess they're the same.
It's THC. I guess the only reason.
Wait, hold on. Delta 9 is THC. Like they're exact same. That's just a difference. Way of calling it.
The way she broke it down was there was not really much of a difference.
I know there's not much of a
difference. There is something that makes it different, but it's so slight that it's because the only reason they do what they do is so they can. It's all about just being able to sell it.
Exactly.
But other than that, it's really the same shit.
Oh. I see.
Like, they can't give us Delta 9.
No, they can.
No, basically, I don't know, man. You just
know that. I know what she's. Yeah. I know what's being said.
Anyways, though, it came super clutch because it was like 9:30, dude, last night, and I couldn't get a hold of anybody. I took a Walgreens order in Round Rock for like $30, and then I was like, if I take
flipped it, I was like, immediately.
Hey, if I take this order, I'm not gonna be able to get weed from anybody if anybody hits me back.
Right.
So I took the order, but then I was like, yeah, you know what though? No one's hitting me back. I was like, let's go to Ropey's, check out this TACA. And so I walked in, I was like, can you tell me about TACA? She was like, what do you, she go, I go, I've had the vapes, I just haven't smoked the pre-rolls or the flower. She's like, definitely, let me break it down. She got all excited. Got a Capri Sun for free. I was like,
oh,
all right,
I'll go crazy on this shit.
Oh, you should have got a lemonade.
No.
Yes.
She actually let me get two Capri Suns. I got them at the house.
Oh, I would have been gone crazy, but you should get.
I also got my ticket in the drawing for something.
Oh, yeah, no, me too.
Because I fucking have an account. I forgot I had an account there. But anyways, yeah, TACA, I'm just going to tell you right now, like, it was like, it did the job, I got zooted, and I'm, you know, it was great, I liked it, but I also, like I said, you know, when I was buying it, and I'm, like, getting it, and looking at all of it, I was like, man, is this what people, like, in the legal states feel like all the time?
Yes, except, yeah, you just walked in and bought real shit, and there's a way bigger selection of more shit.
Yeah, I was that's like, just,
yeah, exactly.
I was like, man, this is, how great is this that they could just walk in anytime? Like California, like you live there, you could just be like, hey, I'm gonna go to the weed store. Like,
I think
like,
in Louisiana too.
I mean, you literally can say like you're going to Walgreens. It's so normal.
Walgreens, it's literally right next to it.
Hey, I bet there's a fucking.
Oh, definitely.
That's a stoner.
They have them in Vegas.
That's stoner merch. Walgreens. Yeah. That's some stoner merch shit right there. Dang, you should make that. I bet some artist
stone
made it.
Much, no, but the thing...
Some stone guy or...
But I think we figured out the play.
You ever had these?
Yes, I have. The fire.
You want one?
No. I think we...
Really?
No.
You're not feeling a brownie?
We're not doing this every fucking time. Yeah. No. I think you gave it to me before. I know it's fire. Actually, no. We used to have those at the... No. Just being racist. No, but I think that, like, if you just want to be a pussy drug dealer, you should just buy TACA flower and just not say anything.
Yeah, you'd make a fortune.
I would not be surprised if somebody's done that or has done that or is doing that.
Man, dude, yeah, it's great. It was just the convenience of it all really hit. I was able to go, I was in there, I bought the two pre-rolls. Yeah, they're stupid. They're kind of stupid. Like, HEB, bro, I'm not going to lie. They competing with anybody who's making brownies. Bro, they compete with them, for
would
sure.
Would you go to war for HEB?
Definitely not.
Okay, yeah, for sure. Right on.
You would?
Depending on circumstances. Leaning towards no, but depending on circumstances.
I mean, hey, don't...
But HEB, to the point, HEB's fire.
Oh, don't...
That's the point. Like, Walmart's got their great value shit. It's cool, but if you see that, see that label...
No. HEB, whatever they've done, they have, when you, like, that's why HEB is so popular.
HEB's over McDonald's to me. Like, it, like, as a business. I know it's not, because globally, but, like.
Oh, they've already said HEB's.
If Texas seceded type shit, HEB's the number one in the, well, we still got a lot of McDonald's.
But they said HEB, like, I've heard, like, if they went, I've heard somebody say, like, if HEB went national, they would demolish the competition.
But it would dilute the quality. Those wouldn't be the same.
You're right. It is, though. It's weird, though. When you walk into, like, HEB's bakery.
It's a real-ass bakery. And look, HEB got restaurants for real. You seen the ones, too, in Lakeway. But, like, in the shit, the one up here. There's not a restaurant in there, but, like, they got, like, the little thing. But they
talking
got,
about off of University? The one in
Well,
Red
yeah,
Rock?
That one, too. That one, too. They I was talking
a,
about the one in
Yeah, they have, like, a whole cafe in there.
But, yeah.
Dude, oh no, HEB's got even like their own products. Like
that are all fire.
Like
I've never had anything with an HEB label that's
like
trash.
Their cheese, like their sliced cheese, you can get all those flavors.
No.
They got it's all HEB brand cheese.
That's tough because we talked about it before. I'm a naysayer. I need that Kraft. Need that Kraft single slice. Oh. But I see that HEB, I'm like, and I've had it before, I'm like, that shit not bad.
No, it's good cheese, but the Kraft is just like candy.
And they say your cheese.
It's Kraft sliced cheese, dude, is candy sliced cheese. It's candy.
Okay, relax. Cheese is cheese, not candy. What the fuck are we doing?
I might as well be candy
cheese? That sounds like a fucking pre-roll. Candy cheese?
Kraft single sliced cheese slices seem like they just took, like, spray cheese, the string cheese that you would spray. It seems like it's just that cheese, and they just kind of, like, melted it into this little square.
Did you like that cheese when you were younger?
No, but like,
no, the spray cheese.
I wanted to always do it because of that Goofy movie. Remember?
Yeah.
Remember that scene? He had the cheese.
Yeah.
I never knew till like 2 years ago. That's how crazy it is. Pauly Shore, he's a comedian.
Okay.
His mom was Mitzi Shore, who was like the lady who ran the Comedy Store in L.A., who gave Joe Rogan his like pass to be a regular there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and Pauly Shore was the voice of the guy in the glasses on that Goofy movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I didn't know that. And he put it, and I always wonder, like, that's how he talks in normal. He talks like that in normal life. He was like, "What up, dude? How are you doing?"
How old is he?
He's now like 48, 50. Yeah.
Golly.
He was probably in his 30s when he did it. I didn't even know that. He was the voice of that character.
That movie came out a long time ago.
20. He's probably in his early 20s. 30 years ago. I'm 30. I was probably like 8 when I saw it. I thought that movie was all heaven. I used to tell so-and-so, my ex.
That was your bag? That was your movie? No, not for that, but I'm saying like
that was
your movie
my bag.
Growing up? No, growing up. Oh, okay.
No, I mean, that was one of those in the rotations.
What was your, have we talked about this before? What was your, what's the number one movie of your childhood?
Don't have one really.
Really?
I just liked everything. I never really was like, oh, let's rewatch this. Oh, I like the Goonies.
Oh, I like, okay. I don't know if I've ever seen the Goonies.
White people movie.
I think I've heard of it. That's like from the 80s or something. Isn't that with the Warriors? Warriors.
Come no, out. It's from that era, kind of, yeah. But it's like, it's a good movie. Anyways, what were we talking about?
My Space Jam.
Space Jam did hit.
Greatest movie of all time.
What were you talking about, though, before that?
H-E-B, excuse me.
Oh, no, I was
TSA.
Saying that Goofy movie.
I actually really wanted
to keep
diving
in. The girl in the movie. Remember the girl?
And that Goofy movie? Yeah, the main one.
Yeah, okay. It was Max was trying to get.
That song was all him.
I used to tell all him, and I used to think that was me dancing on the stage trying to get her.
See how men are able to fucking identify with a dog, but women have to see exactly what Little Mermaid got to be black.
Hey, I used to tell my ex, you know who.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey.
You can just call her.
Hey, I'd be like, you look like this is. Because you gotta remember, I knew her like when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Like 10, 12.
Yeah, you grew up together.
So I told her when we were together, I'd be like, hey, remember that girl? I showed her. And I was like, I used to think this was you. And it came full circle. Everything worked out. We got it.
Well, what did she say when you said that, though? We did. We got him. What did you say?
I don't know. I forget. It was just like, she was like, I think, you know what's crazy? I think she said something like, I think someone told me that before. And I went, really? I go, yeah, because I don't know why, but like.
He was trying to get the same shit off.
I guess.
That's why.
But I was.
You're my Lola Bunny, bitch.
That was hilarious.
Damn, Lola Bunny was fire. We need a, I really want to finish this though. Like, so you don't feel no different. Like,
oh,
you
no,
can tell you're not as. Can you tell you're not as? Or do you feel you're just as? Do you feel you're there?
I feel like I'm there. I feel like I'm there for sure.
So what, bro? You just walked in. You fuck dealing with all these fucking unreliable ass niggas.
I'm gonna say
they're gonna be open at 10.
I'm gonna say it for
close
the
at 10.
I'm gonna say it for the third podcast in a row. I am loyal to the game.
Since then, he's done TACA.
EA Sports.
It's not even in a, between an episode.
EA Sports.
You might have missed the episode where he talked about what he just said. But you're hearing this. We're starting the episode. Hey, TACA, that's my bag.
Yeah, and I'm pissed, dog. You didn't even answer my phone call last night.
I asked you what happened. You said you forgot.
This morning, dude. What if I was dying?
You would have called again.
We know you're not available.
You would have called again.
Not
if you would have called back to back, I'd be like, damn.
Really?
I would have answered, though.
I got to call back to back?
Well, now that I told you, no.
What are we doing?
Don't abuse it. What if it really is an emergency and you're like, oh, Jeff be abusing that back to back?
I'm the boy who cried wolf.
That's not good.
No, I'm not. I'm
no, not. I'm not. Well, I just made me think about something else.
Mike, I was trying to call you for the info on the TACA. And you just, and I was like, I guess I got to handle this myself. He didn't come through at all. I would have accepted
that SOS. You should have double back.
Yeah.
I would have accepted that
SOS. I was honestly like also trying to figure out.
I was
watching the
Warriors. I was like, anyways, we're not podding.
Damn.
We're not podding. Anyways.
You know what, man? I wanted to also figure out like what other places you went and if I had should where I maybe sh- if I should have went to Roche, the Ropies.
There's nothing wrong with it, personally.
I want to get the one that she said has like the THC crystals on it.
Those are fire. Those are the ones like I kind of started with. They're not bad, but
bro, this the hippie this is sticks the one, man.
This is the one, and it may be similar to the hippie sticks.
Yeah, I saw these.
Those are the ones, and those at. The one at
oh dude, 22%. Mike, the one I got says 34.7%.
No, it doesn't.
I swear on my life.
I've been up there and I've had. Oh, you're talking about the hippie stick?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
34.
Hippie stick was only 20?
Huh? It was 21.
And it's 34.
It said 34. I just looked at it because I was gonna. Hey, I was like, should I spark some of this before I go to Mike's? And I went. Wait, 34.7. Nah, and I put it back.
Because you feel like the same, right?
Yeah.
And we're like, more or less. And
the other one, I think, was only, she said like 10%. I can't imagine what this other shit is.
Because I'd be chilling. I'd be taking breaks.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be taking breaks and just sitting and thinking. That's crazy.
Yeah, like honestly trying to think if you're going to survive this next 10 minutes. That's what you're doing.
No, not like that.
Oh, I'd be just contemplating.
What the fuck are you? Oh, my God. What the fuck are you doing?
Contemplating on life, dog.
Yeah.
Having anxiety attacks.
Okay.
Depression.
Anxiety be anxiety.
Ooh, boy. It can take you over. Hey, but you know.
This does not sound good.
You know a key thing that you should do whenever you get anxiety? First thing you should do, they said your hands under cold water. That automatically, like, does this thing and sends senses to your body. And, like, it kind of wakes you up. The second, cold water on your face immediately. You'll feel all that, it's gone. That's why cold showers always make me feel good when I get after, because I'm like, damn, dude.
I thought about taking one of these. I should have took one this
morning. Well, I don't just take, I do my normal shit. And then when I'm done with all my shit in the shower, I then go from the warm, hot, whatever you have it on, I go to the cold and I do 1 minute. And I make sure my head gets there. I put my shoulder, dude, you're like this. The first time I hit you, you're like, whoo. Okay, and you're honestly, you're like, I don't think I can do this, and then you turn around, it hits your legs, you're like, whoa, turn it off. I get through that minute, you get out, you feel like you did just take a drug.
What if you did I'm gonna do it. See, now you sold me on something.
Yeah,
but it really feels. What if you just try to do it in reverse? Because I feel like I've done cold
showers. Sometimes I'll do this, I'll do hot, start out, do my shit. I'll go to cold, and I'll do it for a minute, and then I'll go back to hot.
Okay.
And I just kind of sit. It feels incredible.
Okay. All right. Now we're fine. Yeah. Okay.
And then when you get out of that, the triple combo.
Okay. What are we doing? Now we're just playing in the water. What are we doing?
We're not. Bro, I'm telling you, man.
Just like when we used to turn the switches when we were kids.
Hey, and do that. Hey, you do the triple combo when you're stoned. Yo,
you in that bitch for 45 minutes.
No.
What are you doing? Oh, I used to be. Not doing that, though.
Oh.
Not doing that either.
Oh.
But can you do that in the shower?
No, I cannot.
Yeah.
I've tried so many times.
It just doesn't work. It just doesn't work the way you think it would.
No.
Nothing in the shower works the way you think
it would. And you think before you do it, like, oh, this is going to work.
No, you don't think. That's why you do it.
What do you mean? Oh, right. But no, I think, like, whenever I'm going to do it, I go, why wouldn't this work? It does not
exactly.
Work.
Exactly. Why wouldn't it work? It will not.
No.
Actually, no, I had before, like, when I was, like, fit.
I think I've pulled it off.
But, like, when I was way younger, yeah.
Right, I think I've pulled it off before. But, I mean, on a regular basis, no, dude. It's, like, not something I feel like, I don't know how, first of all.
Hey, shout out to our forefathers, because that was the only place they could, really.
Not just that, standing up.
We bought it.
Uncomfortable as shit.
We bought it.
Uncomfortable.
Some guys have to. Hey,
props to you, man. I gotta sit down. We doing that.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work. I've tried stand. I'm like, how? Nothing happens.
You got.
I'm like, this isn't gonna work.
You gotta lock in.
Oh, I can't. I feel weird just standing.
You got to reach the.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, exactly.
You feel weird. Like, that's what's also messing with me.
Who is this guy? What the fuck? Just staring at Draymond.
All right.
How'd this guy get on a show with Draymond?
That's his producer. So, hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold.
No. Hot, cold, hot.
I'm going to do a cold shower tonight just because.
Tonight?
Yeah. Wait, should I not do it if I'm about trying to go to sleep? No. That's probably a bad idea. I'm just going to be up.
No, actually. Oh, okay. Rogan says a cold shower at night is...
And we got beef, so whatever he says, we're doing the opposite.
He says it actually helps you sleep.
All right, well, not doing that shit.
It is weird that I saw his podcast pop back up on Apple. Right. On Apple. I went, oh, Rogan. But you know what's funny? I'm so programmed now. I still buy just on autopilot, dude. I click Spotify.
I don't think
we have Rogan. Because it's like, I'm just...
It's instant, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
But also, Spotify is the only one still that I can go watch the video format.
For now.
Yeah, I can't do that on Apple still. There's no video.
We didn't talk about his deal. Well, we talked about it like just not on the pod.
Right.
So he, now he can do YouTube. So he'll go back to like, he's still going
to
do
Spotify. I know, but I would like to do what I could do on the Spotify app. I want to be able to click this right here, podcast, and then I want to click Rogan, and if I want to watch the new episode with Bert Weinstein, I want to watch the video.
That's a wild last name to just have on your podcast. In light of recent events. What the fuck, is that his brother? No. What is this?
Bert Weinstein, dude. First of all, this episode is 3 hours and 27 minutes. This dude's an expert on, like, philosophy, AI. He's a mathematician expert. And it's not, you don't think what they're going to talk, before, you're like, I don't want to listen. You actually, anytime you listen to him, it's like the complete opposite. You're like, oh, that was actually a dope episode. Because he's talking to Joe Rogan. So Joe Rogan's going to kind of dumb it down a little bit to make it kind of make sense. But dude, Dr. Brett Weinstein is an evolutionary biologist podcaster.
Hey, you ain't gotta read his shit. Fuck that dude. He's on Rogan. He should have came here.
And an author.
$1,500 for Violet.
What?
Nothing.
Really? You know she fucks fans?
That's what they say.
I know. I was like, well, I mean.
Like, just think about it. Why would they ever have to fuck
a fan? She's also gonna rate the fan and see if he's even, like, if you qualify.
Yeah, that's. You probably have already spent tens of thousands of dollars to be in that contention.
Right, or whatever. And you probably have to, like, yeah.
Like, she's not right.
You have to spend a certain amount on her OnlyFans.
Because if you were, and like, let's just say you, like, just saw her on Six.
Oh my God, go right up to her and be like, can I get a picture?
Okay, but like, say today's just your day, and she's all over you.
Let's go back to the hotel.
Really?
Oh, immediately. Immediately.
Okay, yeah, no, I'll check it out. Yeah,
we're going to the cheapest hotel for the night we can find.
Okay.
$100, we'll take a room. All right, let's
never mind, never mind. Yeah, yeah, it checks out. Yeah, I would, for sure.
Why would you not? It's like, what?
She'd
be like, can you get a room? I'd be like, I'm on a hotel
that what, hey, right what now. Did you just say? Just for sake of conversation, we was potting. I was like, hey, no room, like, right now. In the middle of the day, people are just dancing at the domain or whatever. And she's just in the middle of it. She's just sucking your dick.
No, I'd be like, she'd be like, what's wrong? Is it not working? I go, listen.
Listen. It's not you.
I gotta go.
I'm standing. I can't just sit out. Okay.
That was my issue last. I told you one time with what's her name. And like, I couldn't. Like, I think it can happen if you're, like, new with a person. But, dude, when you get comfortable with someone, I'm just being honest, it just, I got to work into it. I can't just roll right. Like, what are we doing? Like, damn. I've heard that with girls. Some girls need, like, some sort of foreplay before they start. Like, they can't just, they don't want to just roll. Like, they need something to, you can't just go right into that.
That's so true. It's but for I think girls the more foreplay that they need, the less that they like you. I think the more... That's what I'm saying. The more.
I don't know, man. Just focus on making money. And speaking of money,
okay.
You talk about the worst day in Instacart history.
It's Friday.
Yeah, I thought it was.
I might just name this episode Friday, and it's going to drop on Wednesday.
But now it makes sense. Yesterday wasn't that busy. Super Bowl, day after the Super Bowl and shit. Today's a Tuesday.
Big as the what? Oh, we'll get there.
And, you know, it is what it is, man. It was just a bad day today, dude. It's a horrible day.
Did you not have a lot of orders?
Well, for one, I started late. But then David, remember my home? I went hit the gym, worked out at home, had a big breakfast, watched First Take. Yeah, it was nice.
You're not moving like it's game seven, Jeff.
I know.
What are you doing?
Freaking out. That's what I'm doing.
I can understand that, but that's not going to help.
Anyways, then I had to feed the dogs. Then I had to let them go outside for a little bit because I'm going to be gone all day. Then I have to let them come back in. It's just whatever. Anyways, dude, I'm talking like the dude that I put on with Instacart, mm-hmm. He already quit Amazon again. He's back doing Instacart, David. Yeah. And he's
back doing what?
Instacart with me again.
So he's back on my turf. I thought you said he quit Instacart.
So he's back on my turf.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have priority access yet because he stopped doing it. So he didn't qualify. So he's not seeing the first good orders first. So today I was sitting right next to him. We're talking. He told me he was there at 10 o'clock this morning. He's like me. We take good shit. We're not doing bullshit. We'll wait forever.
Is bullshit saying nothing less than 40?
Kind of. Okay. Yeah. And we also mileage. We don't want to be driving 10, 20 miles. We want to drive 6, 7 minimum or max.
Yes, but I'm assuming what's more important, like, yeah, 6, 7 max. So but like, said, if it's 40 for 8, you'd do it, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
But today he was like, it's slow. I've been here since they opened. So he was there from 10 to 2. He did one $20 order. That was it.
You said one what?
One $20 order from 10 to 2. That's you might as well just not work.
Yeah.
So
he was dead most definitely.
But then he was like, it's dead. And I was like, man, maybe it wasn't that dead this morning. Maybe just everyone that had priority access got all the good orders. And then you never got to see anything because they took them. I go, because you're not going to see those orders. So maybe it was actually pretty busy this morning. And I was like, maybe I would have saw a lot more shit if I was here. And you. So he was like saying it was dead. So I can't actually. I can't actually listen to his thing on if it's dead or not. Because it's like, we have a different thing.
Yeah.
And he was like, damn, you need 2,000 points to qualify for that? And I'm like, you get 10 points per order.
So you got just 200 orders.
A batch, sometimes will have 3 orders in it.
Okay, so.
So you get 10 points.
You should be able to get that in like 2-3 weeks, easy.
That's about what it took me.
Yeah.
But for some people, it takes them like fucking, dude.
Well, yeah.
Some people you only get like 2 months to get it.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, and then you qualify for like 4 months for it. You don't have to worry about it. And then they give you another 2. You have to.
That is kind of wild, though. Like, it makes sense for as a company to do that, but, like, that's also kind of fucked up. So you're saying if you're just a new person, like, hey, you're not really getting a chance if there's enough people out here that are, like, doing it like that. Like, if there's enough yous out there, then, like, a new person has, like, no chance.
Yeah, gig jobs need to kind of be like that, and like, you got to earn your way up there.
But,
I mean,
at that point, it's still a gig job, but you more or less are... employee of Instacart, but you're free.
Seniority.
Yeah,
that's what basically they did at Amazon.
No, it makes sense, but I'm saying you're not seeing the same, because let's say it was busy, but he just wouldn't have any work. Like, if you work today, like a full normal day, you have, let's say you come up with a day with 200, 220 type shit, and he's just over here like, damn, this was a trash day. You're like, if it's that big of a difference, why the fuck would anybody start? And two, how could they ever hit that 200?
There's
what if he actually is trying? Because we don't
so
know.
So many flaws with Instacart. I know. It's horrible. So, it is what it is, though, man. But today I only made, I'm just being honest with you, dude, I only brought in $75, dude.
How many hours you work?
Oh, I didn't, that's the thing. Like, I didn't work a lot. I worked like 5 hours, but I sat a lot of those hours waiting for just decent orders. And dude, I'm talking like, all you saw today was 15, 12, 15, 9, eight, seven, and each of them.
So one item type shit?
No, each of them were also like 30 items in each one. And you're like, I'm not shopping for someone for $15 to get 30 items. That's a lot of shit.
Was it at least like...
And then everyone also
was five like, packs of gum type
no,
shit?
No. It's like grocery orders for 30 items. People want like a little bit of everything. The deli, they want some meat, they want some dry food aisle stuff, frozen shit. Dude, it's just like... Also, the mileage on each one was like 9, 10, 12 miles. I'm like, that's total 24 miles for $15. You got to come back.
Do you think, though...
So today was just one of those days. Trust me, man. Days like today are very rare considering I have the priority. So, like, I don't normally see days like today where I'm like, I normally see 27s, 33s, 32s consistently. I even showed David, like, my weekly checks for the last, like, 6 weeks. There was only, like, 2 weeks where I almost didn't hit 1,000. So he was like, so you're making, like, 850 to 1,000 a week. And I was like, yeah. He goes, so it's not that day. I go, no, dude, today's just trash. It's a Tuesday. I go,
but he may not know that if he doesn't. Although I'm saying that priority might be fire, or it could, like, you know what I'm saying?
Right. You don't see the people that have priority complaining unless it's like today.
What if it's a priority gold? And what if the people that are doing the bullshit is 15s and 12, like the shits that you were like, anyway, today? What if there's like a priority gold that they ain't unveiled yet? But no. People that are taking those. You know what I'm saying?
No, they're not. There's not. There's only, I think it's gold, platinum, diamond.
For now. They can come up with some new shit. I didn't know about priority, but that was 4 years ago.
I'll get it. I get all the
automatically emails. Or what if it's just like, yeah, well, they could find any rule. No,
if they have a new one that's better, I'll go qualify for that. I'll be like, all right, bet. Let's roll.
No, you would qualify for it. Like, because they would tell you, like, hey, you have 2 months or whatever to crawl to get the new shit. But they would have made it, because they're getting the data now to see, all right, so this person brings in this much and does it. Like, you bring up revenue for Instacart. They got data on you. Oh, they got stats on you.
Oh, dog. Today, dog, was just the worst, man. Like, just the worst. Just bad. So I just clocked out early. I was at Costco like at 7:30, 7:40, waiting to see maybe if one more good one came in. There was one that came in for, again, another similar one, $14, 9 items from Costco, but 10 mile drive. I was like, Jesus Christ, man. Like, if that was 24 for 10 items, real quick, that's worth it to me. I'm like, almost $25. All right, fuck it. We'll end on that.
Tell me what
that would have put me at 100 for the day. If it was 25, that's what I'm saying. That's just that's 14. God, man, where's the appreciation, dog?
Tell me what it's like when. You actually, like, do you take the pictures, like, DoorDash? You, like, actually got to, like, talk to these people and shit?
If you have to scan their ID for alcohol,
I'd just be doing that.
But normally, dude, most people, they, even if it says meet the customer and not leave at the door, like, it'll say leave at the door, that means take a picture, that means most of the time people just want you to take a picture. But I can't lie, dude, sometimes I'll message people throughout the order about, hey, they don't have this, do you want this? No response. So when I click leave at the door, how do I know they're also going to get that notification? And they got ice cream in the order. So I actually will leave at the door, but I'll do like a light knock, and then I'll walk away.
Yeah.
Because like I don't want them to not get their
ice cream. Hey, yo, I tried. I did everything. Right? I tried. Your shit milk.
Right. So.
Oh, my phone was dead. Your phone died after making an order?
But,
how?
But most people are home, and they will be home. And so like if it says meet the customer, I just take a picture for myself in the chat. I send my own picture to them just so they know. And then I do a knock, and I just walk away anyways. Most people don't want the interaction, dude.
Do the Steph Curry. Just look off.
Just go. Today I did an order, and there was like 5 guys in the garage, and they're like powerlifting. Mm-hmm. I walked up. I go, hey, you want this on the porch? He's like, throw it on the porch. That's fine. Yeah, they had music blaring. They ordered all this shit. It looked like they were probably all roommates and shit living there. Cause they ordered a bunch of bullshit from Costco.
It's fire.
A lot of frozen shit.
Now, I guess
great. Flowers everywhere at Costco. Flowers everywhere. They have like an extra fucking for Valentine's Day.
Oh yeah.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, well, are you committing some adulterous activities?
No. We're committed to the money.
Ah, amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Tomorrow will be about how much money can we get tomorrow?
Probably that's a good question. I mean, you've done it before, so I don't know. Is that because you would think no, but maybe it is. Some got people might be cooking.
A lot of people. Well, I know for sure tomorrow, if you order flowers from Costco through like Instacart or something, there will be no flowers. I've done it 2 years in a row now. Mm-hmm. There's never flowers available.
It's automatic. You think it might be more profitable to do DoorDash that day though?
No.
I'm just thinking people maybe like ordering shit for people. Like
I'm still
like
gonna more just than do Instacart, sure, man. Yeah, that's just my bag. I just focus on one app. I know a lot of people that like do.
Bro, you gotta play both sides of the ball.
No, I haven't done DoorDash, dude, in probably like 6 months.
Bro, you gotta be Travis Hunter.
No.
Okay, you gotta be a basketball player.
But let's get to it already. Go ahead and just get it off your chest.
What are we talking about? What are you talking about? So, like, I mean, there was a football game this past Sunday. Was that what you were talking about?
I mean, I guess, dude.
There was a football game this past Sunday.
Remember, I was just going for the other team, but I'm also...
You started off going for the right team, but then you decided to just be evil.
Yeah.
And look what evil got you.
But I'm also... I was also very neutral on it, because, of course, like I said, my team's not in it. So... That just like every fan, you just kind of like you don't really care at the end of the day. You're like, okay,
that's what I was trying to tell you. That's why I said I care. You don't. You're like, I care. I'm like, no, you don't.
No, I'm just saying. At the end of the day, I already like. I first of all, I thought the game was gonna be scoring. Like, I thought it'd be higher scoring.
Yeah, I wanted it to be higher scoring,
and it wasn't. So
but it made sense.
But hey, man, shout out to the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes.
You shout out Patrick Mahomes. That's cool, man.
I already said on the last pod that he was like considered like he is like no one's thinking that he's not going to win.
But you literally.
Wanted to go for some team, so I went for the Niners.
Why don't you just be on the right team? Like he's Patrick Mahomes. Like even I started liking Tom Brady. Like,
first of all, that's a whole other discussion. I agree with everyone saying that. I bet when Patrick got this third, I bet he had like a realization though. You think, no, he had to have at least some realization and go, 4, 5, 6, 7. Damn, I'm still 4 away.
I don't think he thought of it that way. I think he's like, I'm 4 away, but I'm 28.
But it also, hold on though, because what if he goes 29, 30, doesn't get one?
He can go 29, 30, 31, 32, 33.
Hold on.
Jeff, he can play until he's... 38, 39, 40. The game's probably going to become even more soft. He could probably play until he's 45. Yeah, sure.
But I'm just saying, like, it just showed you an appreciation for a moment. Like, I had another realization where I was like, damn, Brady really fucked, dude. 7 of them bitches. Like, we saw this guy in 7 of these.
I mean, he played a long time.
Right. I'm like, that's...
a long time.
So I'm like, Mahomes got...
Tom Brady had a season-ending injury as well.
He got a long way to go, though. He definitely climbed.
You think he got a long way to go?
He definitely climbed in the mountain. Yeah, because Brady also have like a space where like maybe he
didn't? Oh, yeah. After 04, he didn't win again until like I think we were in college.
Right.
Or, like, yeah.
So he had a space.
He made it there. He went against the Giants in 07.
That's right.
But there's a gap.
Shout out
Eli. It's like the Spurs. They had a gap. 05 and then 13. Or 07 and
13. Shout out Eli.
Shout him out, dog. Overrated, but I mean,
very overrated.
Would you rather be Lamar Jackson or Eli Manning? What I'm saying is a 2-time Super Bowl champ or a 2-time MVP?
I got them rings on my finger, dude.
But everybody looks at you like,
because at the end,
I mean, you beat Tom Brady, though,
right? At the end of the day,
but by that metric, Eli's the GOAT.
Football is a team sport.
Eli undefeated against Brady.
So, football is a team sport, and at the end of the day, you want a Super Bowl. That MVP is very selfish.
Basketball's a team sport.
I think overall, when you look back on someone's career, you'll be like, 2 MVPs but no Super Bowl?
In football, nah. We don't care. Tony Gonzalez is still, I think, the greatest tight end or top 3 ever. He didn't win shit.
Right. What are we doing?
If he won, they'd be like, okay, yeah, nah, this nigga. Like, because Shannon Sharp was fire, but he a 3-time champ. Travis Kelce just tied him, though. It's just different. And Travis Kelce's breaking Jerry Rice records, so.
Somebody just injured Travis Kelce.
What, bro? What's the problem? Are you one of the people that hate, like, on the whole Taylor Swift stuff, too? Like, why? Like, it doesn't make sense.
Taylor Swift doesn't do anything with me with that.
Okay.
Travis Kelce is just very annoying. Like, bro, just play.
You don't even listen to the podcast. No. You literally only see him on Sunday.
Right. I'm not going to let them also venture off into podcasts and take over that as well.
They're doing it.
Fuck
it. It's really easy. It's a wide open market. White brothers, NFL.
Right.
And
right.
Great teams. Get out and here. Both in the past Super Bowl the last year. Like,
we don't want anything to do with it, Mike. Not the Eagles fans over here. We're still flying high.
You literally just...
Oh, well, shout
you
out
tried to rationalize the Eagles win or the Chiefs win the Super Bowl because of Andy Reid.
Hey,
that's how down bad you are. When you told me that, I was like, oh, you're cooked. Oh, yeah, you steam it over there.
No, I love Andy Reid.
Yeah, so do I.
Right, that's
the reason. My dog.
That's why I could be happy that they won, because I was like, well, Andy Reid got a ring again.
What do you mean again? He was never a champion with y'all. Like, we made him great.
No, I said again.
Yeah, like, again, with us, exactly.
I never said anything about what team.
Oh, so you're just talking about him. Yeah, you're right, my fault.
Yeah,
well, I was getting ahead of it, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep going.
You need to relax.
No, we're here.
When Andy Reid.
It's my coach.
Travis Kelce yelled at him.
Larry Coker can go to Miami.
When he yelled at him, Andy Reid said he was like, yeah, just caught me off balance. I wasn't ready for it.
No, Travis was wild, but not that bad.
But it's funny because how Andy Reid just.
How he took play to it, yeah.
He kind of was just like, hey, dog. I'm trying to.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to coach the game right now.
Yo, my bad.
Like, yeah, he's like, chill. Whoa.
What if he's like, what the fuck are you doing?
He should have been like,
time out. What the fuck are you doing?
He should have been like, time out. Do you know who the QB is?
Hey, you like him? Okay. All right. You're lucky. No, but yeah, no, Travis Kelce is.
I saw a meme. And it was like, the meme was Travis Kelce was yelling at him, but it was somebody saying, Taylor Swift's gonna break up with me if we don't win this fucking game.
Nah, for real. Hey, dead ass.
Put me in.
Hey, let me do that shit. How do you feel seeing Jason Kelce like just decked out in Chiefs everything though, as an Eagle fan? I know that's his brother, but like that's your team.
That's it. You have to do that. It's your brother. You play.
You don't have to do that. People have been siblings. I don't have a problem with it because it's the Chiefs, but like have been siblings of other good players.
I think he's done, dude. He's tired.
Yeah, no, or he's the Chief.
Tired of the tush push.
Coming to the Chiefs. Yeah, we don't do that.
No, I don't think he's coming back.
Why not?
I don't think he would
want to. Him and Travis can go to Cleveland. How about that? Both of them go to Cleveland. We got to get some capital, though, or Myles Garrett or something.
Y'all aren't going to get Myles Garrett.
Yeah, probably not. But I'm saying, like, it has to be equitable. That's all I'm saying. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is great, but come on. We already took Tyreek Hill from him, and he still won a championship.
Hey,
so, come on.
All I saw, though, when the Super Bowl ended, I went.
Biggest of what?
NBA, let's go. Full effect.
All right, fine. We can go there. Warriors are doing great.
We're now in full NBA season.
Warriors are doing great. We're in full NBA season. Warriors are doing great. We're
officially in NBA season.
Warriors cooking. What do you got to say? I'm keep saying. We busted KD's ass like we do.
It's going to be the Lakers and Warriors in the play-in.
Play-in?
Play-in tournament. Y'all are going to make the playoffs. Y'all need the play-in to get there.
No.
We definitely need the play-in as well. No. We suck. Y'all suck. And y'all are on this nice little run, and I'm glad it brought some motivation to you and your optimism.
1 month from today, March 14th, Steph Curry's birthday, the Warriors will firmly be in the playoffs.
This guy's on crack.
Okay.
Chiefs
won a Super Bowl. We were trash all year.
Guys, what a fan.
Chiefs won a Super Bowl. We were trash all year. We had to listen to you all year. Fly, Eagles, fly. Go, Birds. I'm the champ.
We need to give Jalen Hurts some help.
Maybe Jalen Hurts needs to...
Better coaches.
Right. You think coaching was the reason that they couldn't beat Tampa Bay? Tampa Bay's a good defense.
Yeah, it might not be coaching. It might be also, like I've heard... They just weren't vibing with the new coordinators.
I heard about that as well.
And it was also brand new coordinators they didn't have the year before that. And Jalen Hurts.
Well, that's what happens when you're a good team. Your coaches leave.
I know, dude.
Unless you're the Chiefs and Steve Spagnuolo stays around because he just likes winning championships. What? These are facts. I wasn't even trying to bring them up. I'm just saying. Like Kyle Shanahan, like he's a great coach. You know what I mean?
Hey, man, I feel bad for him, dude.
Do you?
Not really, but he's got it. You can't look at him as a to look at him as a great coach. This fool obviously knows how to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that he does.
Damn.
That he does. He should be with the Eagles. Fuck Nick Sirianni. If he had the Eagles, I'd be scared.
Oh, yeah.
If he had, I'd be like, all right. All right, I might have something. Okay, hold on. What are we doing?
We got the sore, baby.
No, for real. No, yeah, it's like the same team.
What happened? What happened? Like, how did y'all lose to the Bucs? I'm glad y'all did, because that would have been tough playing y'all.
I do think Hurts was injured, and then I think some of the offensive players, like Brown and all that, I think it was like that all year, dude. They were kind of – you heard, like, a lot of them, sometimes they weren't getting along. You even heard at times Devontae Smith and Jalen Hurts were not on the same page a lot of times. They got seen arguing on the sideline one time. Yeah, I think that it was just toxic. So,
toxic.
Who knows, man? Shout out to your Chiefs, dude. Good job.
Hey, man. Appreciate that.
Good job.
Why don't you just hop on, man?
Hey, pause. Warriors definitely, though, y'all not making the playoffs.
Hey, but are you aware of what
I
the saw Warriors the, have been doing?
I saw y'all nice little run before All-Star break.
Nice little run before
so,
All-Star break?
So, let's not get it twisted. Also, let's not remember
that
y'all had to hit a buzzer beater against the Suns to even win.
The Suns, a playoff team with two
y'all
with
had
three
to
superstars,
hit
with three
you,
superstars,
but you
with three
guys,
superstars.
But y'all had to, but again,
3-1, 3-1. It was 3-1, Jeff.
Right, but I've seen Curry also take buzzer beaters and miss horribly.
Exactly, that's why it's a big deal because he did miss.
So,
exactly, that's why it's a big deal.
Let's get closer to March.
Exactly.
After,
a month from now,
after March Madness, we'll definitely fucking.
Well, a month from now, it's going to be before March Madness, but a month from now, Steph Curry's birthday, the Warriors will be firmly in the playoffs.
God, firmly. The words
firm.
You use are just so optimistic. I love it. Shout out to your
factual.
Shout out to your fanism. Shout out to your fucking motivation.
You need to see. Okay, so pretty. I'll tell you. After the game, did you watch any of the or see anything about the Phoenix and the Suns? I mean, the Phoenix and the Suns. Phoenix and the Warriors on Saturday.
Yeah, the shit between Draymond and them.
Draymond and Nurkic or whatever. So then after...
Which is the dumbest beef in the world.
Yeah, no, it's not a beef, but then...
It's retarded. But Draymond's dragging it out on his show, so...
Well, I think it's more so... I want to think it's more so about KD. I haven't seen or heard this yet. It's just on...
I feel like now he's maybe using this, and he's officially let go of any...
Did you see his interview?
Restraint.
Then?
I think he.
He's dead. You need to. I'm gonna send you a clip later tonight.
I think he's now officially like. I'm gonna. Even if he's a little wrong in some aspects, I think he's ready to talk shit now to KD and be like, "Fucking bum, you
oh,
sucked
yeah, no,
the
he's
whole
on
time."
His,
we didn't need
oh
to.
No, he's.
He's on that shit.
Do you want to know? You know why he's pissed at KD though? You know why he's pissed at KD? Because after the whole situation with the what's his name, the first time Nurkic. KD at the end of the game just like, hey, I hope Draymond gets the help he needs. Bro, what the fuck do you mean by that? Why are you putting all this extra shit on top of it? You're the one that brought it up on the pod. Saying, I'll get the help you need.
Because
when you say that,
hey,
you're literally
KD,
putting that mental
KD's
health shit
on that shit. That's right. We talking
that's
shit
why,
now.
And
we
that's
don't
why Draymond stood up in his shit, tall for nothing ass bitch, took that ball and said, hey, gang, this is my fucking house, pussy. What up, book?
Okay.
That's literally what he said verbatim. I was
well,
there.
Well, guys, listen. It's
what?
It's going to be so... The Chiefs for sure were something you could bet on. And I was like, Mike's definitely going to...
You weren't saying that in week 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
Of course! I got to go for my squad! The fuck are we doing here?
I wasn't going against your squad ever!
Jesus Christ. I go against every other team. Naturally, common sense.
They
it
ain't
comes
wrong
with that.
They ain't nothing wrong with that. But like, I literally didn't talk shit about the Eagles to you on the podcast.
Oh, then guess
except
what?
Except for the week that we played each other, but I couldn't talk shit because y'all won.
Nice guys finish last, my friend. Welcome to the party.
I was nice, and we won a Super Bowl.
I'm talking about when it comes to.
Oh, okay, you talking about in real life? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm talking about for real. Oh, man, you got me.
You talk. You like, I didn't talk shit about the Eagles, Jeff. Well, you could have. You should have.
But I didn't.
Well, that again.
Because I'm a good person.
Nice guys finish last.
But we
you
won
just
the Super
my
Bowl.
Point.
But we won the Super Bowl.
The Chiefs won the Super Bowl.
I'm on the Chiefs! Big as the what?
Hey, let me get a hit of the Pacific Cooler.
Oh, it's dead. I'm literally hitting vapor right now. There's nothing there. Yeah, no, I have a problem.
Dre stopped KD from scoring. Let him know whose house it was.
I'll either find a way to edit this or this is featuring Gil's Arena.
Former teammate.
But no, this Jemma was going crazy. What do you think about Lexi Brown? She fired?
Who?
Lexi Brown. The female.
I don't know who she is.
She plays in the WNBA.
Right.
She plays for the Sparks.
Hey, good point.
Hey, exactly. Hey, she signed a new deal.
Don't know who she is.
Signed a new deal. You want to know how much she was making last year, according to SpotRack?
I know all three of the guys. Don't know the girl.
Doesn't matter. Would you... What do you... Okay, no, this is where
I don't know why it's... It's more this interviewing Nurkic, because Nurkic just got to talk shit too,
though. It gets to Draymond. It is hilarious. Maybe it was just me. I don't know.
He gives no fucks, though. He was doing tonight. He doesn't care, also. So he'll say whatever.
That's fair. That's fair. And people aren't acknowledging of that about him because he's white. That's fair. If it was a black guy talking like that, it'd be like, oh, they potting.
It seems like he's also saying whatever he wants to say because he's also a troll in some way. He's like, I'll just...
But we don't view him as it. Like, we don't view him as anything, really. Nurk was trying to bait
him on the whole game. No, but I'm saying, like, I'm coming from Nurkic's perspective, like...
No, I get where you're coming
from. He doesn't care. He's like, if I can talk more shit and just let it be in the air, okay, great. He's like, here's a grenade. He doesn't care what happens, though.
Unfortunately, what matters is it matters how it lands. It doesn't really matter how you meant it. It matters well the people, right? Heard, unfortunately.
And Nurkic doesn't care what happens. He's like, yo, I'm on the Suns. I'm talking shit.
I think he would care a little bit if he knew how the world was going to interpret it.
No, I don't think he cares, dude. I think that another country, man.
Yeah, you're right. He's a foreigner here.
I think he really...
Built the wall! Get Nurkic the fuck out of here, KD!
No.
You fucking bitch!
I think...
Hey, we got nothing but... Oh, my fault.
I don't think Nurkic gives a fuck. What is he, again? What is he?
Not American.
Russian?
I don't know.
Sounds Russian. You saw the... I saw... Not us. The, interview with Tucker Carlson and Putin.
I saw a little bit. I listened to... You remember you said I'm a psychopath? I listen to real shit when I go to sleep. I listened to that a couple of times. Still haven't got it all.
Putin basically, like, some of the stuff I've seen, like, at the end of the day, you don't want to just, like, invade another country for no reason just because you think you can based on history. But at the same time, he also made America just look like a complete dumbass.
How?
Just, how so? Like, the way he was talking about the currency... And how much debt?
We gotta be like El Salvador, Venezuela. I mean, with Bitcoin, Bitcoin's at 50k right now. As your friend, like, I'm begging you to, like, open a Coinbase and buy Bitcoin.
I can't. I can't trust the Bitcoin. I can't. I can't go through that. I can't go through the cycles of despair and not knowing, and then nothing happening, and then being like, damn.
Do you know where Bitcoin is at right now?
How much money you got in Bitcoin, Mike?
I'm not going to say that on the pod, but you know where Bitcoin is at right now?
I have one Bitcoin.
No, you don't. If you have one Bitcoin... No, you don't. If you have one Bitcoin, you would not be sitting here with me. You would not be sitting here with me if you had a Bitcoin.
In my other Robinhood account, I have $30. The Bitcoin.
In Bitcoin, okay. Yeah. And when did you put that in there?
2 years ago. I haven't checked it, though, so it could have went up. It could have been at, like, 100 at one time. I'm trying to remember
2 years ago, 2022. Maybe 2022.
Could have been at 70 one time.
No, it wasn't at 70. It's never been 70. The high is 67.
No, I'm talking about, like, 68. What it could have been in U.S. dollars. Yeah. Could have been worth 70 bucks. Yeah. Could have been worth 100. I remember I cashed out, like, $20 of it one time. So there was, like, $40 in there. And I cashed out 20 just to get it.
Well, you can, of course... Do whatever you want with it. I would just,
or you could just leave it.
I would
there.
Just recommend. Yeah, well, of course, but I would just.
I have one other one. I have Ethereum.
Those, if you were gonna ever do anything in crypto, just buy those two.
I have $20 in Ethereum.
Just buy those two.
Let's check my Robinhood account.
Just buy those two.
It's been quite a while.
I'm telling you this as my friend, and as fortunately anybody that listens to this as well. Bitcoin and Ethereum, not financial advice.
Check out what's new.
Oh, jeez. Surprised you have your password. Weren't you locked out of that for like 2 years?
This is my other Robinhood account.
What do you mean your other? You got a fucking fake Robinhood? You got a Finsta?
Yeah, I thought I was pretty two. Great tonight, honestly.
You went down,
yeah,
you went down in 1925. $19, boy.
Bedroom on the whole game. Smart on his part.
Look at this. Hey, this is a message from Robinhood, dog. This is September 11th. Go off.
Wow, what are you doing?
This is September.
Triggering the people?
This is 5 months ago. Instacart plans to go public. You can now find Cart in the IPO access list.
Oh, yeah, you can. I'm about to start buying Rumble. If you wanted financial advice, I would buy Rumble.
Pending 22 million.
Not financial advice, though.
$27.
Instacart?
Yeah.
It's Mapleberry Inc. I'm assuming they own them.
Yeah.
I would definitely be invested in them.
Really?
No. No, I'm not saying no as in like well, they're
they had
bad.
A, they had a huge, when was this? Today. What about a year? Let's see. See? Not that great. Hold on. Year to date. So this was, so in January, on January 16th, 17th, they had a huge, look at that spike they had. From January 12th to January 19th, they had this huge jump. And they keep going down, up, and they go back up huge in February, today. So, I mean.
I wonder what is it. I wonder what that is. Well.
Yeah, I don't know why they.
Well, that's the fire thing about the market. I'm going to start buying Rumble. And again, I would. If we ever do video, it's going to be on Rumble.
Yeah, but look at the 5-year span. Completely down.
But that doesn't mean anything. That just means they just they had an over evaluation when they opened. That's not the worst thing in the world. But if yeah, you were somebody that was all in at the beginning, then yeah, then that would suck. But do you want to see what Draymond said after the game now, or do you just not care?
I don't really care.
All right, that's fine. That's fine.
I don't care, Mike.
That's fine.
I could cash out $19 right now. Should I do it?
What do you think about the fact that Luka's played more?
99% of the money is crypto.
There we go. I like those margins, just you know, it's increasing, bro. But you should do it on Coinbase. The reason why I say, maybe Robinhood's improved, but in the past, Robinhood it was more of an IOU on the coins. With Coinbase, you somewhat own them, but it's you can transfer them to like a real wallet that you own.
One company sent me a bonus, $4.55.
That's actually not bad. Was that a dividend?
Yeah, I guess from having whatever I had with them.
So what do I even have in fucking Robinhood? I know it's YOLO and AMC. I'm riding that bitch. You need to watch that movie.
I have AMC.
Oh, I got mad AMC.
But nothing in it.
Hey, just wait. Just wait. We out of here. You AMC think? To the moon, no.
Someone told me about AMC. Look, AMC, that's the one stock I have. And look, they're down completely.
Look. By the time it's possible for it, to, oh my god! It's possible for it to take off, but by the time it does take off, like inflation has hit so hard, like the money that you made, like you just a little bit better than you were. It's not the fucking life changing that you thought it would be.
Damn, could you imagine though? It just hits. We wake up one day. It says like 500,000. I'll be like.
I quit.
I did it, dog.
I quit.
Hey, Mom, I'm out.
Nigga, we made it. Wait, Jeff, what's doing? Hey, buddy, I'll buy your house. Buddy, because you got, hey.
Hey, you're out. I'm the king.
Facts. No, not that. I mean, yeah, I guess if you want, yeah, I can see that. I can see that. Okay.
Motel down the street.
You know what? I'll give you 6 months. Figure it out. Damn, that'd be hell.
Man. THCA.
Okay, well, did you watch the Super Bowl at all?
No, it worked.
During the Super Bowl? People were ordering during the Super Bowl?
Yeah, it was rolling.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. If it was like today, I would have definitely just, yeah, I would have went home and just been like, let's try to watch the game.
Speaking of so you didn't see Usher perform?
I saw the millions of clips on Instagram.
Yeah, the clips aren't enough, though.
I
wasn't even talking about that. I don't care because I wasn't really, like, I expected it, so I don't really care. About if you're talking about the whole him hugging Alicia Keys.
To me, it was like this Usher doing another Vegas residency show. He does this like every week.
How do you feel about Usher? Like just like
Usher's cool, man. I mean, I've never been a Usher fan like that.
No, I'm saying, how do you feel about like Usher, like quote unquote, cucking you like that? If that was you, if you were Swiss Beatz,
I don't think he. Well, Swiss Beatz already came.
Swiss Beatz said he didn't care, but I'm saying you're not Swiss Beatz. You're you. How would you feel if Usher did that same shit way to your wife?
The same way Swiss Beatz said.
Okay.
Because you have to like have a little perspective for a second. Think about this and go, yeah, it's Usher. It's entertainment.
Yeah.
She's also an entertainment. And it was a show.
Could you be with someone in entertainment?
Also, it's Usher. His whole essence of his songs and albums is all like love, sex, symbol. Yeah. That's what he is.
Nah, we all understand it.
Right.
So, could you be with someone in entertainment?
I don't know.
I'll say no.
It'd have to happen.
I'll say no. Because I agree with everything
that you said. You think Bobby Altoff slept with Drake?
No.
I bet Drake hit.
No.
And that's why she divorced.
No, absolutely not. If Drake hit, she would have got pregnant.
Have you seen...
she would have made sure she got pregnant.
Have you seen Drake's dick yet?
No, I haven't.
Me neither.
Good.
Thank God. I think it's passed.
What if it ends up on Spakeman?
Damn it.
We got him. We got him.
Damn, dog. That would be horrible.
Little thumbnail. What are you doing?
Little thumbnail you just, pops up.
Little thumbnail pops up. You just see 100 million views. What are you doing?
Hey, no. I'm like, 100 million? What is this? It doesn't show you like...
What if it's a fake thumbnail? Like, remember on YouTube, the fake video? Never want to give you... What if they started doing that in porn? But with Drake's dick?
Let me tell you, I've been bamboozled by
that song. Oh, wait, what?
Bamboozled. By that song.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about a porn. I was like, wait, what?
One time there was a video and it said it was a full length video and like it went through like a minute.
You're like, bet exactly what I was looking for.
And it was like
that shit when we had to wait for that shit to buffer. Yeah. They don't remember that shit.
No.
Times have changed, dog. Yes.
Maybe like buffering.
I would wait for that shit for like 30 minutes and be like, all right, that shit about to be fired. And then come back and be like, what?
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
they got you.
It was a different time.
Dude. When I was 14, I told you, I had to go to, like, sometimes you would have a channel, but you don't have it. So it'd be fuzzy with, like, colors and shit, because you don't have the channel.
Yeah.
But technically, it would still show something if you got a good connection with whatever dish you had.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, dude, I'd be waiting all night, and I knew if I could just see a tit. Sometimes it would clear up a little bit. and I'd be like, damn, there it is.
Man, great times, great memories. It was very sick, very disgusting. So the Lakers picked up Spencer Dinwiddie. We talked about it being a possibility. It's official now. You give a fuck?
Nope. Just like everyone I've heard on media, everyone agree. I agree with everyone. We all have the same take. We don't think Spencer Dinwiddie is going to move the needle when it comes to them winning a chip. Which is what the
Lakers... Well, what do you think Spencer Dinwiddie can bring to the Lakers?
I think just, couple like 10 points a game.
I think you might be undervaluing Spencer Dinwiddie.
I am. So prove me wrong, Spencer Dinwiddie.
Okay, so if he were able to give you 18 to 20,
he won't.
Five to six. If he were able to,
hypothetical.
Do you think that would make the Lakers a championship team?
No, I still don't think
so. Okay,
that's the sad part.
Okay, that's
my whole point. Is like I don't think Spencer did what he's really no.
Well, then what do you think is the problem with the Lakers?
LeBron.
Well, can't disagree with that.
Are we podding or what?
But he's there, so what's the best way the Lakers can utilize that roster to win a championship?
They can't. I don't think they... I think the West is too...
This is why we need Andres.
I think the West is
too... I would love to hear what he has to think, because I think you just shut down right there. They can't. I agree with you. They can't. But I want to... Andres, he believes.
Right, I don't.
So I would like to hear that perspective.
I'm a fan. If they get a W, I'm like...
I mean...
Hey, I do this.
I don't know. Hey, you're more of a fan of me, but like not by much.
I'm a strategical fan, and I'm like, this is not making sense. Trade LeBron.
I mean, but if you're a strategical fan, you would have traded LeBron a long time ago. Like
I was never not against that.
Sure.
Wouldn't have to deal with Matt.
Wouldn't.
That's the problem. I never in my life. Nate, hold on. Never in my life. Because
he's
going
to have a statue next to Kobe.
Never in my life.
He's going to have his jersey up there next to Kobe.
Never in my life did
Kobe had died for that shit.
Never in my life did I ever think that I was going to have to share a team with fucking...
I thought the same way with Dave.
It's insane. Right, it's insane. Well, that's the problem. I forgot we got to deal with Dave too.
Not we.
It's insane.
I get it from both these niggas.
Hey, it's insane. I forgot how insane Dave is with LeBron.
Oh, he's definitely calmed down, but
if he does want to talk about LeBron.
Dave is, I feel like, the most more realistic out of the two. Like
he cares less. He cares less.
But no, he'll also like question things like, "Hey, well, what the fuck is LeBron thinking? Whereas every decision is A1."
Yeah, no, he's retarded.
Yeah,
just like Luka's played against more All NBA first team players in the playoffs than LeBron did in his 8 championship run or his 8 finals run.
And
Luka's only been to the playoffs like 4 times.
And Luka's killing it.
In the regular season?
Again, I told
you. And in the playoffs.
I told you, if him and Kyrie figure it out.
What do you think about the new Mavs? They got PJ Washington, Gafford.
I think all that can work out if Kyrie and Luka figures it out to somehow do what they did the other night, where Kyrie had like, what, 36 and Luka had 35. If they could do something like...
Oh, that was
like,
against the Nets that night?
I think...
That was a while ago.
Right, yes. I'm saying if they could get their game around that and then everyone contributes, I think they're a dangerous team. And then obviously you have some nights where Luka's just going to be on fire. So the Mavs actually are not, to me... I think the Mavs are actually pretty... They're kind of a sleeper team if they wake up.
Okay, you do know that OKC and Minnesota are ahead of them right now, and Minnesota.
I said Mavs are a sleeping team. Saying. They're a sleeper team.
Last time we talked in the past, and you didn't believe in OKC or Minnesota. Do you still not believe in them?
No.
Okay.
I felt
the exact same way at this time last year against Denver.
I think they're going to be regular season, just good teams, and they're going to get knocked out early. I think it's going to be one of those.
But when's the last time we've seen a 1, 2, or 3 seed lose in the first round?
Watch. History will be made.
I mean, it won't be history if it's like to the Warriors. I mean, like, you know, we just kind of expect that. Just like last year with the Warriors beat the Sacramento, you know what I mean?
It's
like 6-3, you know what I mean?
Listen.
What?
What? There's going to be a Western Conference playoffs this year for sure in the NBA.
Yeah.
And I can tell you right now, the Warriors are not in it. It's going to be a sad playoffs for you, dog. Curry, unfortunately, is going to be doing commercials. So.
Did it again, y'all.
Let's hope Thompson also just.
We did not provoke this out of him. He did it again.
Yeah.
It is. The Chiefs are literally the reigning champs right now.
I say congrats.
Yeah, now. So you going to say that when we're here 6 months from now when the Warriors are the champs? And you're just like. Congrats.
Damn, guys.
6 months from now, Steph's got 5.
See, NFL.
I knew for sure
if the Chiefs got to, like, the game before the Super Bowl.
Don't let that album age like that. That'd be crazy.
I was like, I knew they would probably get to
Biggest
the Super Bowl
what?
Win.
Mm-hmm.
The Warriors, on the other hand, are a team where I go, I know for sure they will not make the playoffs to get a chance.
They won't make the playoffs, okay?
Nope. Let's bet. How much?
You decide.
How much?
You decide.
How much, Mike? This is your squad. You got all the confidence in the world. How much, Mike? Reasonable. I'm trying to save money.
We put 200 on it. It's
too much.
Okay.
It's too...
We can put pluckers on it.
It's too 60
Two
bucks.
Pluckers? Okay, $60.
All right, cool.
All right. $60 bucks that the Warriors make the playoffs.
Yeah, I get $60
if
they
don't
make it.
So I get $60 if they make the playoffs.
Let's break it down a little more.
Yeah, sure, please. Let's break it down.
How about $60? How about $70? $70.
If they make the playoffs.
No, they have to make the playoffs, and they have to get past the first round.
Whoa!
Where's the confidence now?
Whoa! What the fuck are we doing?
Right.
I mean, we gotta play Minnesota. We gotta play OKC. We gotta play Denver. What are you doing? This guy's crazy.
I'll do it. I just exposed the fans.
70?
It's okay.
I'll do it.
All right.
You wanna shake? I'll do it. The Warriors make the playoffs and win in the first round. And win in the first round.
That's right.
And win in a fuck Anthony Edwards. Fuck SGA for taking my all-star starter spot. Fuck the Nuggets. Fuck the Suns. Fuck the Kings as a staff label. Oh, my fault.
Hold on, guys. Remember.
Okay. We just shook on it live on the pod.
He's saying all this.
I'm dead ass.
And they're not even going to make the playoffs.
Okay, hold on. We shook, but no. You had your stipulation. Let me have one, too. If there's a major injury, shit's off.
No. Do you understand the
okay,
handshake?
Okay, no, fuck that. No, fuck that.
Hold on.
No, major injury,
hold
no,
on.
Fuck
I'm
that.
I'm going to break something down to you.
No, 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 fuck
you
that.
You know a handshake.
I'm out.
Already,
no, no.
We already shook. You already well, signed the contract, dog.
No, I'm not signing it. I'm a piece of shit.
No,
I'm
right. Piece of shit. Well, you're getting sued.
Well, I'll get sued.
You have a letter in the
we'll
mail.
Get sued for, we'll get sued for $70.
I'll send you a letter.
All right, it is what it is. All
right, fine.
If there's a major injury, no. I would give you the same. If I was on the other side, I would have given you the same grace.
No.
Wow, that's crazy.
Doesn't work like that.
You said nice guy's
okay,
finish last, right?
Fine.
Nice guy's finish last, right?
No injury? Fine. Injuries, no. Okay, fine. How about this?
A major injury. I'm not talking about, oh, somebody's sprained.
If Thompson
gets
injured and he's out for the season, that doesn't affect it because he was already not effective.
Sure. Okay. All right. I would, if it was me, I would have said, you got to pick who it doesn't account.
Dang, you sent me 10. That's way too much.
But, yeah, I know.
I think
but,
you send me like
I'll
6, 7.
I don't know. But I gave you the text. But,
I was joking.
I would do it because the only one that matters to me, Steph and Kuminga. If either one of them go down, this shit's off. Steph or Kuminga. Either one of them go down, I don't care.
Okay.
I do not care what I said. Re-naysayer on that. Re-naysayer. Outside of that, we in here. And we're getting out of the first round. Fuck you talking about.
Definitely not, but.
All right. Well,
it's been a great pod.
Absolutely. Sensational pod. Anything else you want to say? I fucking hate Damian Lillard. He's a sack of shit.
Oh, really? Why?
Because every time I rely on him, he lets me down. And every time I think he's.
For some bets and parlays? Yeah. Damn. Yeah.
That's why I hope his wife takes him for everything that he has.
Isn't that crazy, the world we live in now?
I hope his ex-wife takes him for everything that he has. So then he can feel the way
I
feel.
Are they getting a divorce?
Yeah.
How do you know?
He's talked about it.
This is recent.
It's been a while. It's probably pretty public. He's re-talked about it.
Well, I mean, yeah, he raps. He probably said it in a song.
No.
I'm getting a divorce, so you know I'm just ready for a full course.
No, he brought it up like at the beginning of the season.
Okay.
Like that was part of the reason why he wanted the trade because he was not staying there anymore.
Hey, you know what's
like
crazy though? He's probably got DMs just hitting.
Ain't no problem. He had that before though.
Right.
That's probably why he's getting a divorce.
He's probably like, hey, you know what? This list getting a little too long. We gotta check this out.
And his I won't do that.
That's hard, man.
What?
Like
getting a divorce?
No, just being in that position. Like you got so much money. You're an NBA baller. You're traveling. You live this lifestyle, and you also got like just ungodly amounts of like options.
All of them. You're Damian Lillard. You're a fucking all-star. You're an all-star in the NBA that's making over $40 million. Yes, you have any and every bitch you want. Must be nice. Damian Lillard just probably like he has DMs from Violet Myers. He's just like anyways.
Oh, I'm about to see something bad.
All right, what the fuck? Oh, they went crazy that day. All right, well I think this has been another episode of Politically Incorrect.
Damn, this fool broke his arm.
Wait, did I lead us out? Welcome to an episode of Politically Incorrect, the safe space of socially unacceptable commentary. We're out.
Hey, I just watched a video of a guy skating, and he jumped on a rail, and his arm broke in half.
All right, that's been another episode. That's that white people shit. What are we doing?
Shout out.
We can't go out with that.
Yeah, we can.